let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Jeremy Gorman's personal goal in life is innovation. He's been studying world and social problems for over 30 years, trying to find clever and effective solutions to our man-made problems. Jeremy is a chemist, chemical engineer who sees energy, the largest industry on Earth, as outdated and in need of complete revision. He's a retired R&D vice president of a New York Stock Exchange company, involved with alternate energy for over three decades. The author of Energetics, Your New Energy, It's Free, It's Clean, It's Everywhere, a book we've discussed on this program with Jeremy before. And he's also the author of Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution. Jeremy Gorman back with us on This Week in America. Jeremy, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us once again.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
There are so many issues that we need to deal with, and I love the book Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution. The author, Jeremy Gorman, back with us on the program. And it's interesting, when you talk about this energy revolution, what you're saying, this is going to be bigger than the industrial revolution or the internet revolution. This is going to be life-changing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. No question. Not only life-changing, but world-changing, it appears.
Well, yes. And people better pay attention across the world. We'll give you where the book is available during the course of the program. And you basically say, we need to get involved now because, like it or not, we're going to be. So we might as well join in and be part of the conversation and getting things done.
Yes, I agree. We do need to get involved now. One of the things that I don't think a lot of people really understand is that our carbon dioxide emissions are a major cause of this problem. We've increased carbon dioxide in our atmosphere by 50% just in the last century. That's warmed the Earth 2 degrees, and since it's slow, we got another 8 coming. Now, that makes a huge difference in climate.
Yeah, it's amazing when we hear those numbers and we're headed in that direction. So that is a reality that Jeremy is talking about and points out in his book, Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution. The book has been called a survival guide, and it really isn't overstating it, is it? It presents the problem and what we can do to try to work around this problem.
Yes, well, right now, 80% of our commercial energy that you use for warming your home and running industries and stuff like that comes from burning fossil fuels or burning materials, putting carbon dioxide into the air. There is more energy that surrounds your home every day than you use, but you don't know how to use it, and you don't use it. And, of course, the coal and oil industries are very interested in making sure you don't understand
exactly
that.
Exactly.
So my book is saying, hey, here's the information.
It's interesting, as you read the book, Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution, you talk about that point. Energy is everywhere. In fact, you say we are bathed in more solar energy every day than all mankind uses. So just in solar energy, there's
That's
plenty.
That's correct.
Plenty.
We are. As I say, more energy falls on you every day than you use.
It's just amazing. And in the book, you give us some ideas how we can harness that and actually use it. When we're talking about alternate sources of energy, what all is out there besides solar? Because even a lot more than probably we even realize.
Well, the primary one is sun. And, of course, the solar panel, I think, is a great move in the right direction. I'm not sure it's the end of it, but it's a good start, and it's a tremendous move. And, fortunately, it's become popular. But we also have wind. We're ignoring wind. Most of our wind is from big windmills on top of mountains and ridges and stuff like that, which ignore the bulk of the wind. That they don't work on less than 9 miles per hour wind. Around your home, most of the wind is between 1 and 8 miles an hour. So I'm saying we should put windmills right on every home. They don't need to be huge. They don't need to be massive, you know, a 5 or 6 foot one, and it will supply the bulk of your energy for your home. If you put 2 on your home and 1 in your garage, you would never buy any more electricity, ever.
That's absolutely amazing and spelled out in the book, Revolt. Jeremy Gorman is our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. we find all of these sources that you talk about, and it appears we have the science to actually make them work. So often it sounds good, but do we really have the science to make it work? You say we have the science to make it work, and it's very practical as well.
That's true. Actually, much of the science is relatively new, like the last 100, 150 years.
Yes.
But we do know it, we understand it, we can use it, but we don't right now.
Which is just amazing, because as you're talking about, you don't need a huge windmill in the backyard to make a difference. In the book, you talk about...
A little one on your roof is fine.
Yeah, that's just amazing, and it's not going to stick out because everybody is going to have one, so it'll be part of the what a house looks like as we go forward. You talk about the U.S. finally coming into its own and looking into alternate energy. First of all, where are we in terms of other countries? Are they ahead of us? Are we leading the pack? Are we following in the middle? Where are we with other countries?
We're slower than we should be, but we are moving. We're moving in the right direction. But frankly, we're just beginning. We didn't even start for a while. And of course, there are a lot of naysayers out there who make a lot of noise. But the fact is, all the figures and numbers show us this is a serious problem, very serious.
Are we catching on to that now? We've been talking about it for a long time, it seems like. We should be getting serious because, as you say, the numbers are alarming. It's hard to pick up a newspaper over 3-4 times a week and not see something in there, a warning, an environmental warning. Are we catching on, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure I know the answer to that. We are catching up slowly, but we're way behind, and we have a long way to go, and I'm not sure we're going fast enough. I'm a little worried about that.
Well, one of the nice
things... We are learning, yes.
Well, yeah, you make it... This is something we all need to do. You break it down on a me level, so I feel like I can contribute something. Is that sort of the key to getting there, is for us not to think this is a big problem, I'm not a scientist, I can't make it go away, but to understand we all can do things in our neighborhood to turn this around?
I agree with you. This is such a huge problem that major industries aren't going to do it by themselves. It's going to take involvement of the majority of the people on this world, I'm sorry to say. But it's not that difficult or that complicated, and working together, you can enjoy it, learning new things. It's wonderful. I love it.
What I like about the book, and there's so much to like about the book, Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution by Jeremy Gorman, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. Link on to direct information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This really isn't a good guy, bad guy type of book where we're saying we're the good guys, we're the white hats, these are the bad people. In fact, you say we're all bad guys because we've allowed this to happen, haven't we?
Well, I'm not going to quite use the word bad guys. We have tended to be ignorant guys more than bad guys,
okay.
I think, and I think we're learning slowly.
Well, that yes, because we've allowed it to happen, and you say for so long we've made the mistake of looking for the easiest rather than the best sources of energy. It's just been
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, yes. That is a serious problem. I agree.
And it's one that we can change if we pay attention, realize what we can do, and the alternatives that are out there. And you'll find those in the book, Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution. You say in the beginning of the book you've got three major objectives. Let's talk about those. First is look at the current energy supply and examine its flaws and potentials. Talk about that, because we're going through this pretty quickly, aren't we? What's existing out there? Oil, the demand is going up, supply is going down.
Yes, well, we've been going the wrong way. 2,000 years ago, we used wind, and we used the tides, and we used things like that. And then we got away from that, and when coal and oil came along, we sort of focused on those and dropped the others, you know.
Yes.
Well, actually, there's more energy in the wind and the tides and the sun and the earth than there is in coal and oil. And what's more, they're here all the time. They are not being used up. You can't use up the wind. You can't use up the sun.
Exactly. It's there. We may not have seen the sun in a while here in Indiana in the winter, but it is here, and it's something that we can use. One of the other objectives is analyze and capitalize on our myriad alternative energy resources and develop a new system to supplement our supplies. Then you talk about we should develop an alternative for every kind of energy we use. Talk about the importance of that, because we're talking about making replacements basically as we go along.
Yes, I agree. I think every home should have multiple sources of energy, and they're there. They're already there. You've got the sun, you got the wind, you got the geothermal, you have solar magnetic, you have other things. They surround every home. They're already there. Now, the program that I want to see is this. Most people don't know or understand that. If they work together, they will enjoy learning and growing together, and they can do things together that none of them can do alone. So the do-it-together idea, where we work together, is great for another reason, too. It brings neighborhoods together. With the automobile, houses have tended to be more and more isolated.
Yes.
They're more interested with the people they work with than their neighbors. I think that's a loss. I would like to see us work with our neighbors, because you have very diverse talents and goals and objectives there, and I think we want to make use of those.
Boy, there's certainly something that a neighborhood association could really get into and save themselves a lot of money, get to know each other, and do a lot of good all at the same time.
Absolutely.
The information...
I can see your local energy groups, together, and they meet once a week or once a month or something like that, and they figure out plans. But the thing is, they give plans for each of them, which are not demanding or overwhelming, and they work with each other, but plans which make progress. Maybe the progress is slow, but it's progress.
With us on the program, Jeremy Gorman, and you'll get information in his book, Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution. The book we talked about the last time, Energetics, that's available at Amazon as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can get information on the book. You can listen to our last program. You can watch our last program, which is up, like this one is, on the YouTube channel. How important was Al Gore a while back with An Inconvenient Truth, the follow-up movie he did a couple of years ago? Did this really bring out in public discussion the problem that we're facing?
The energetics is really, a down-to-earth explanation of revolt, in that it puts it in terms which everyday people can use.
Yes.
And understand. How do you use the sun? How do you use the wind? How do you use geothermal, et cetera? And these are little, simple, easy ways to get you to do it, so that you not only learn about them, but you use them and grow with them.
The book is Revolt. Jeremy Gorman, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show. You talk about something that really is important. The current supply is literally changing our Earth's atmosphere, perhaps fatally. We don't have a whole lot of time left, do we, in the grand scheme of things, to get this turned around?
No, it frightens me, as a matter of fact. We are increasing our Earth temperature and our Earth problems so rapidly that I think most people's grandchildren will see serious living problems within their lifetimes. And that's pretty quick. I mean, we can't sit around and wait forever. We have to get something done pretty soon. If it were hard, that'd be one thing. But it's not only easy, it's fun, and you learn something. It's always nice to learn new things. You enjoy that.
Well, and you're saving energy, and this is the thing I learned in reading Energetics and then reading Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution. You can save money at the same time and have some fun doing it. In fact, just the very thought of saving money is enjoyable all by itself, but it's rewarding as well, isn't it?
Yes, working together and enjoying it. That I agree with you there. I think one of the most important things is that if you work together with your neighbors and learn to enjoy it, then it's not a task. It's fun. You work together. And when you get an energy independent home neighborhood, you have a big celebration and make plans for the next one.
Exactly. It's the benefit of getting everybody together and sharing something is as important as saving energy and saving money and having fun doing it. Let's talk, a minute or so left here in the program. Let's talk about the role of big energy. And they're set up that they're making money, a lot of money doing what we're doing. Are we going to be able to break into that eventually, do you think?
I think so, yes. I hope so, but I think so, yes. Actually, many of them could also make money in the same programs. You know, they just have to reorient how they use it. And they've got to get themselves involved on a local basis instead of having a great big factory or a big energy plant or something like that. Have a lot of small ones where they work together and enjoy it. I think that's the way we're going to beat that. But yes, I think you can get them involved. Instead of fighting you, I think we can get them to work with us.
As we see a new generation going into these companies and all the industries, I'll use the big energy as an example. You've got a background in science, mentioned a chemist. As you have these science-based people coming into professionals, coming into to big energy, will this help change things where they're coming in with a new enthusiasm, a new idea, new ideas, and a new understanding of the damage this is doing to all of us?
I agree. I love it. That's very good. I'm an old guy, so that I hope these young people, I see these young people being very enthusiastic and very creative about that. I haven't got all the right answers or all the good answers, but between the ones we have now, we can grow new ones, and that's why working together is important. If you have two different people with different ideas, they may come up with something new that neither of them had on their own.
Well, that's a collaborative approach that you talk about in both the books that we've discussed on the program, Energetics, Your New Energy. It's free, it's clean, it's everywhere. That's a guide to setting this up and all these great ideas where it starts with you. You're not going to do it alone. You'll do it with your neighbor and the neighbor's neighbor. So this is how to organize and what you can do. And the new book we're talking about, Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution. Our guest in the program, Jeremy Gorman. Jeremy, it is always a pleasure. I love your enthusiasm. I love what you're doing. You're laying it all out there for us, a very logical, rational way that will be fun. It's very practical. Thank you for being with us once again on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and I hope we can get this out to the world so they understand and enjoy getting new, free energy from around themselves.
Energetics, the one book, the book we talked about tonight, Revolt, Our Impending Energy Revolution, available at Amazon. You can link on directly to information on the book at Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.